Gentlemen, we have, it's really a pleasure to have both of you here in the same place to be able to talk about your experiences in the Congress. And Bob Michael, your experience since 1957, and Tom Foley, your experiences since 1965. A long time being in the Congress. And Bob, since you arrived there first, let me ask you what your impression was the first day you walked on the House floor. Let me back up, I guess, a little bit to say that I don't think either of you gentlemen had any state house experience before, but you had both been staffers.
Right.
And both been chiefs of staff for your respective members. And so you certainly were familiar with the routine and the rules and everything else. These things didn't come as a surprise, but still you shifted from staff to member of Congress. And Bob Michael, what was your first thought?
Well, of course, you're right that having been here as an assistant earlier, you knew the pretty much number of the people there and the procedures. And so it wasn't brand spanking new like it is for someone who sees the floor of the House the first time. But there's something special when you're elected yourself and down there on the well of the House taking the oath of office and thinking, my gosh, here I am, Bobby Michael from Peoria, getting sworn in as a member of the Congress of the United States at 33 years of age, and look what you've got ahead of you. And it was a momentous moment, there's no question about it. And of course, then serving 38 years, but the real distinction between my dear friend Tom Foley and me, I spent all my years in the minority, 38 years, and never chaired anything, eventually, except for the time when the goodness of the Speaker on the last day that I was in the Congress, and he as much as kind of yielded the gavel to me, and I think the House gave us a big round of applause that I finally made it to the top for a few moments.
And Tom Foley, what was your experience when that first day?
Well, I wasn't a chief of staff as Bob was. I was a special counsel on the Senate Interior Committee. I came back to Washington, D.C. in 1963 to work for Scoop Jackson. And 1961, actually, to work for Scoop Jackson, and then served on the Interior Committee of the Senate, where he was the next in line to the chairmanship. And anyway, he talked to me from time to time about the possibility of running for Congress. I was single, and I was enjoying Washington, and I didn't pay much attention to it. Anyway, I was out in the state, and through a series of events, I filed at the last minute for Congress in 1964 and won the election. So I came back to Washington, as Bob did, as somebody who had always been there, at least for a few years. But going over to the House as a member was an entirely different thing. And I remember both parties would have sort of orientation programs for members when they arrived. Republicans would be briefed by the Republican leader, and the Democratic members would be briefed by the Speaker, then John McCormick. And he greeted our group, which was a pretty large one, by saying, I don't think any of us here will take you too seriously unless you get reelected. Because people get elected by accident, he said, and you may be one of the accidental ones. But in 2 years' time, if you're still here, then we'll take you with some seriousness. Well, that was kind of a dash of cold water. But the impression is still tremendous when you raise your hand and take the oath of office. I think that was an emotional thing for me all during the time I served in Congress, including the time when I was Speaker and had the privilege of administering the oath to other members. It's a post-Civil War oath, and it asks the members to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that you take this oath without mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you are about to enter. So help you God. And I still get a little emotional when I think about it. And then the Speaker would say, you're now members of Congress. Welcome to the House of Representatives. I don't think I ever went through a ceremony, either receiving the oath or giving it, where I didn't feel it was an enormous privilege to represent 500,000-600,000 of your fellow constituents.
And it should be said, I think, that before the Speaker administers the oath to all those who were bona fide elected from their districts, he was given the oath by the senior member of the House of Representatives. And then that's the way the proceedings began when you started a Congress. And in these last few times, of course, it's been Mr. John Dingell from Michigan, who's succeeded his father and served down here now for, boy, I forget how many years it's been, but he's going to be setting a record, I think, by the time he completes his tenure.
Got to be close to 50, if not there yet.